Adam's back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. There may be some strong global headwinds at the moment, but the domestic economy here will continue to grow at a pace this year and through to at least 2027. That's according to forecast by Davy. It predicts gross national income, which strips out the impact of multinationals, to expand by 4.4% this year, 4.2% next year, and then 4.7% in 2027. However, Davy has also downgraded its forecast for housing completions this year. Kevin Timoney is chief economist at Davy. He joins us now. Why do you expect the domestic economy to be so robust given all of those global challenges at the moment?
Well, Adam, I think the main thing in Ireland's favour at the moment is that its fundamentals are actually very solid. So, you know, the economy starts with employment, and Ireland's employment situation is unambiguously strong. So labour supply has been very strong. That's been improved by labour force participation has been rising across the age spectrum. Also, inward migration has been really robust, and that's kind of added to, I guess, the pool of skilled labour, especially, that's available in the economy. Labour demand on the other side looks very well underpinned. We saw that with the IDA's update last week, that job creation in their client companies had increased in the first half of the year by about 12%. So those are really strong fundamentals.
And the gross national income does try and strip out the effect of multinational, but of course consumer and to some degree domestic business activity is stimulated by the presence of multinationals. So, you know, if you have a downturn in the US or you have major, you know, disruption in terms of trade, that will have a knock-on effect on employment, on consumer spending as well, even if you strip out the impact of multinationals.
It could do, but I suppose it depends on the mix of companies affected, really. So, you know, we have very favourable sector exposures, I think, in Ireland at the moment. ICT, pharmaceuticals, these are some of the, you know, biggest and most innovative companies in the world that are operating in Ireland, and they have activity here. Ireland gets a benefit from that. And I think, you know, it was shown in recent research by the Fiscal Advisory Council, our employment share in those sectors is unusually high. And you could see that as a vulnerability, but you could also see that as a buffer, if you like, against international disruption, that these sectors are high growth sectors and it's good to be on that train, I suppose.
You mentioned that the fundamentals of the economy. The central bank this week pointed out that when you take away the so-called windfall corporation taxes, Ireland would have run a deficit for each of the past 17 years. Now, in your report, when you take away the windfall taxes, you're predicting there would have been a 5 billion euro deficit last year, close to 7 this year is what you're predicting, more than 11 in 2027. So we're becoming more reliant on the windfall taxes, which the government say, you know, are kind of a temporary bonus. Is that a major vulnerability for the economy?
I see that as a fiscal vulnerability for sure, and that if we ended up in that position by 2027 of close to 12 billion of an underlying deficit, divide that by our national income, that's between 2 and 3% of a deficit, which is actually quite middle of the road for Europe. I think a lot of countries are in that position already. Now, they don't necessarily have the same kind of dynamics in the economy here, like we have high growth. So the idea of being able to finance a deficit with growth is something very important that Ireland has in its favour. And that's something that really must be safeguarded with, you know, necessary domestic investment in infrastructure and housing, which is lacking.
Well on that, briefly, completions, you're expecting 37,500. That's down on your previous forecast. It is more optimistic, though, than the central bank and the SRI. Why do you think that will be the figure of completions this year?
Yeah, we were thinking 42,000 previously based on commencements, really. But more recently, I think there's been some negative kind of momentum in house building. However, some of the commencements last year were actually begun. There was some concern that maybe the commencements hadn't actually been started and that it wasn't going to be a useful leading indicator. I think we'll find out in a few weeks anyway that the Q2 commencement completion numbers, rather, are out. And that will show whether some of this momentum is coming through, especially into the second half of the year, when that's the crucial period for house building completions to come through.
Kevin Timoney, Chief Economist at Davy, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.